Welcome to Kingdom Connections with Prophet Evelyn Derry, where you will be empowered on your journey in Christ.
Let's get in the very presence of the Lord so that the Holy Spirit can fill this broadcast. God, we thank you. We invite you in. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We invite you in tonight so that the people of God in the kingdom of the Lord will begin to feel your very presence. Oh God, come, Almighty King, to this broadcast in Jesus' name. Amen.
You are my reward. All I want is you. The reward of worship is God.
All I want is you.
Yes, blessings come, but the reward of worship is God.
All I want is you. You are my reward. You are my reward. All I want.
See, yes, you can be healed in the presence of God, but
He is the reward of worship. All I want. He is the price. All I want is you.
We at Evelyn Derry Ministries would like to thank you for tuning into our live broadcast every Thursday. Your continuous support is appreciated. Evelyn Derry Ministries would love to hear your feedback. Call us at 318-562-3500 to leave a message or inbox us at evelynderryministries@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Remember, you can go back and listen to previous episodes at any time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Evelyn Derry Ministries.
To sow into this great work, you can go to www.impactfireministries.com or mail in your donation to P.O. Box 6323, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71112. Call us at 318-562-3500 for more information.
Yeah! God bless you, Kingdom family. I am so excited. I am your host, Prophet Evelyn Derry, and welcome to our broadcast. It is amazing, hallelujah, how much God has begun to give to me for this broadcast on tonight. And I just want to take out a moment just to thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. I am Prophet Evelyn Derry of Impact Fire Ministries. We're located in Bossier City, Louisiana, founder of Evelyn Derry Ministries. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. One of the things that I would like to tell you about Evelyn Derry Ministries, our job is to make kingdom impact so that souls can be saved through the soul-saving power of God and evangelism and spreading the gospel of Christ across the globe. I am so excited about our broadcast. We have had a tremendous feedback on today. We were just on Periscope. Listen, if you are on Periscope, you may want to go and listen to the Periscope on tonight. It was on fire. We had awesome people on. I want to thank all of the wonderful people who were tuned in, and I thank God for you tuning in tonight because you make this kingdom connection so very, very important, and you bring joy to what we're doing here tonight. In just a little while, I am going to give you an opportunity to have feedback with us tonight. We are going to begin to talk about a topic that I know that is impacting everyone in every arena of life. And so I just wanted to come tonight just to talk about how to define the things that are going on in your environment and being careful not to have the fright or flight syndrome where you're ready to run. Hallelujah. Are you frightened to the point where you're ready to hide and you're all stressed out? So I wanted to talk to you tonight about this, and it's going to be awesome. On tonight, I wanted to begin to talk to you about a topic, who is sucking the life out of you? My. Who is it that's sucking the life right on out of you? All right, so I'm going to start off by asking you a few questions. Who told you that you could not make it? Who told you that you would never amount to anything? Who told you that you should quit, give up, throw in the towel? Who told you that you were not smart enough? Who is it? Who has told you these things? Who told you, any children? Who told you that you can't finish school? Who told you that you would never marry the right person? Who is it? My God. Well, I want to talk to you. I want to tell you something. Amen. We are fighting a force, amen, of the enemy, the devil. The devil's job, his assignment is to get you to quit, to get you to throw in the towel, to get you to say enough is enough. I'm tired of this. I'm packing my bags. It's time to go. But you have to stand on the word of God. Stand on his word and his promises, and you will be able to succeed. As I told to you before, I want to make sure that you're not getting afraid. You know, one of the things that you think about when you think about different things that you see, you think about the demonic forces. I've had people to say, I saw a demon over my bed, and I was scared to death. Well, you know what? When they know you're afraid, then they will come after you even more. But when you are able to stand up and say, I see you, devil, I see you, demon, amen, I'm not afraid. Come on, glory to God. You can't touch me because I am covered by the blood of Jesus. And so I want to tell you, don't get that fright or flight syndrome. Don't get that thing going. You have to begin to stand and know that God is with you. I want to tell you tonight to turn with me if you can. Yes, we're kingdom citizens, and I do want to make sure I incorporate scriptures, but tonight, amen, we're going to have an awesome time identifying some things, and we're going to begin to go through some scripture, amen, so that we make sure that we're actually doing this, amen, hallelujah, right, hallelujah. So Isaiah 44:8 is where I want to read. Isaiah 44:8. Do not tremble. Do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? You are my witness. Is there besides me? Is there any God besides me? No, there is no other rock. I know not one. Amen. Hallelujah. I was reading from the NIV, amen, praise the Lord. I want to thank God tonight that I know that there's nobody greater than God. There's nobody more powerful than God. So you know what? We should not be afraid of the things that the enemy will try to bring up against us. One of the things that I begin to take a look at is that when you get ready to give a word, you're going to be tried on it. My God, hallelujah. Even in the fact of me actually talking on this topic tonight, all of the things that begin to rise up let me know that I am on the right track and I'm still going to give the word in season. Amen. I'm going to give it even if somebody don't want to hear it. I'm going to give it in my way that the Lord gave it to me to give and not like someone else gave it. So I'm here tonight. I want to be a designer's original. That's what I teach everybody else around me to be, and that's who I am. So tonight, I want to talk to you about some things that can begin to suck the very life out of you. One of the things that was revealed to me was a vampire. A vampire is one that will try to suck the very life out of you. And when I begin to really look at the scriptures, God makes everything so plain. He shows us so many things that we have in our environment, and a lot of times they're right there under our nose, and we don't even know it. So I wanted to take a look at the vampire. So also in Proverbs 30 and 14, and it says, there are those whose teeth are swords, whose fangs are knives, who devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among mankind. And you know what? This is a whole thing that sets out to do, to very much take the life out of you, to try to kill you, to try to devour you. And that's one of the things that you're going to find that happens when you're actually doing the things that God has called you to do. And there's also another scripture that I was looking at that began to reveal more about that. But I just wanted to make sure that I tell you the three types of things that I am going to identify tonight. One is the vampire, the one that would get up close. I think about a vampire as being sneaky. Amen. A vampire just appears to be somebody that's all in your favor, all with you, and then they get up all close and personal so they can bite you and take the life from you. Oh, my goodness. So be careful of those that you have around you, even in your family, those who will begin to suck the very life out of you, to drain you. We're going to begin to identify some of those things that happens when you're dealing with these type of situations. So I brought up the vampire thing because when I begin to look at some of the older movies and different things, they have a lot of things that's going on. I do not like to watch those type of movies and different things like that, and I don't promote it because one of the things I know that it's evil, and we're going to have to begin to actually fight against those things. Amen? So I wanted to actually point out that. And also another thing that would try to suck the very life out of you is a leech. Now, there are several definitions for a leech, and I wanted to tell you that one of them is one that is a worm or a sucker at both ends, and this parasite will actually try to suck all of the blood and everything out of you. And it also is a person who extorts and profits from someone else. So a lot of times people will try to steal ideas, steal different things from other people only for their own personal gain and their own personal goals so they can be met. They're very, very the basic way that you can know this type of person is it's going to be all about them. Now, I wanted to share this, and I did share this earlier. I know someone that actually decided that they wanted to jump in the river, and as they jumped in the river, they decided not to take their life, but actually when they decided not to take their life and they turned back and they got out of the water, one of the things that happened, there were some leeches that were upon their body. Now, they decided that they wanted to live, but there were still some leeches that were sucking the very life out of them. They decided that they wanted to continue on the journey, but still there were some leeches that were sucking on them. They decided that they wanted to do what God called them to do, but they still had some leeches that are sucking on them. Some of you may can identify with that story where you wanted to give up, you wanted to quit, you wanted to throw in the towel, and it seemed like when you tried to get your life back on track and you tried to do the things that God had set you out to do, there were some suckers that were there trying to suck the very life out of you. So you have to be very, very conscious of those leeches that are around you. And I love this in Proverbs 30 and 15. My. You know, you have to understand, too, that leeches like to work together. So when you find one leech, you're going to find some others. So in Proverbs 30 and 15, it says, the leech has two daughters. Give, give, they cry. Yeah, we can definitely recognize that. There are three things that they are never satisfied. Four, that they never say enough. You have some people that you can identify that it's never enough for them. Nothing that you do is never enough for them. They are never pleased. They're never satisfied with what you do. They're always wanting more and more and more. They're always wanting you to do more for them, and they never do anything in return. So you have to be very, very careful of those who were attached to you, who will connect to you, only to try to suck the very life out of you. Amen. So the next one that we're going to look at tonight is the python. And the python is actually in Acts 16. And in Acts 16, and I'm going to also read that tonight, and then we're just identifying some things that will actually suck the very life out of you. Listen, I want you to pay attention to your environment. I want you to pay attention to the things that are going on around you. I want to thank God. I was listening to an actual broadcast this week, and it was Anthony Andrews, and he began to talk about something that was so awesome. He said that you cannot give people the same position when they leave your life. Those who have come into your life, who have sucked you dry, you cannot give them that same position when they come in. They're going to have to be proven. They're going to have to work their way up. They're going to have to begin to put in a new application, and you're going to have to review it and see if they, you know, hallelujah, if they're able to get hired again in that position. You cannot give people who are there temporarily, who want to be temporary employees, who want to be temporary in your life, you cannot give them full-time positions because they're not able to handle that capacity. So you're going to have to begin to review those who are around you. One thing I love about it, I was actually taking a look at T.D. Jakes' book, and when he began to talk about the three types of people that you need to look out for, oh, my goodness, that is a powerful book. If you haven't actually read it, he begins to talk about the comrades, the confidant. First of all, it's a confidant. That's the one that you could tell anything to. They will see you in your worst state, and they will still love you no matter what. They will bail you out of jail and won't talk about you, won't criticize you, and those are awesome people to have around you. Then he talks about the constituents, those who are for what you're for, and they're there for that particular thing. And he talks about the comrades. Actually, the comrades are those. So, you know, you have to begin to identify those people who are in your life. Identify what they're there for. Identify their role. Identify their position. Are they there just to suck the very life out of you? Are they always in need? Is it something that they're always needing? And you know what? I thank God that God will put you in a place where you learn how to fend for yourself, where you learn how to do some things for yourself, where God will put you in a place where you begin to say, you know what, I can do this, I can go to God, I know that God is going to get me out of this thing, amen? So God will begin to reveal that to you. But you're going to have to begin to reevaluate. You have to guard yourself. You have to guard your circle. You have to guard those who are around you. You cannot just walk around doing things and thinking that, you know what, they're going to do this in return. Amen? Because everybody is not going to do things in return for you. Don't even look for it. If they do it, that's fine. If not, as Prophet Chosen would say, keep it moving. Prophet Chosen Johnson always said, keep it moving. Amen? So you just keep moving. You keep pressing. You keep doing what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Now, I want to also tell you that you have to not allow a sucker to come and to compress your character. So we're going to begin to talk about the other spirit, which is the python spirit, and we can actually take a look at that in Acts 16, Amen. I want to make sure you know all the different things that there are probably many more things that can actually suck the life out of you, but these are the ones that we're going to look at. So in Acts 16:16, it says, "And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that same hour." The same hour. My God, the same hour. The Spirit came out the same hour just by speaking it. So, you know, there's some things that God is going to give you tools for. He's going to give you equipment to do. Amen. And one of the things I want to tell you on tonight is, as you begin to really look up that spirit of Python, and you begin to look up the Python will vex you and get you stressed out. Python is, if you look it up in the Strong's Concordance under divination, you will see it's Puthon, which is also Python, a mythical serpent. So as we begin to take a look at that, I want you to understand that the Python spirit comes to bring you grief, and it comes to bring you pain, and it comes to try to sabotage your destiny and your future. So you're going to have to make sure that you are not allowing this spirit to overtake your life. You're going to have to be strong. You're going to have to be courageous in the Lord, and you're going to have to stand tall and firm as you're going through it. Amen. Satan is the father of lies. He comes to hinder your destiny. You must be aware of what the enemy is coming to bring. Now, I want to tell you 7 signs that you are dealing with the Python spirit. This is what I have been given. I know that there are other authors, there are other people out here who are actually writing, and they have written what they actually have been given. But I want you to know that these are the 7 signs that you're dealing with the Python spirit. Number one, they will try to put you in a place of confinement. I talked about this for a few moments on Periscope, and one of the things that a Python spirit will try to do is confine you. It's going to define what you do, when you do it, where you do it, and how you do it. So you have to be very, very careful to take a good look at what's going on around you in your environment. Take a good look on who is actually controlling you. There is a controlling spirit in the spirit of Python. And one thing, if you ever study any type of snake, you will see that a snake will study you for the longest, and they come in for the attack. There was a thing that I saw where a lady said the poor snake wouldn't eat. She let the snake get in the bed with her, and the snake wrapped around her. And while she was in the bed, she actually found out that the snake was sizing her up. The doctor said if that snake didn't eat, that snake was waiting, sizing you up to see how wide it has to open up its mouth so that it can devour you. So what you have to understand, that anybody that's operating in the Python spirit, they are going to study you. They're going to study your moods. They're going to study the things that you are doing on a daily basis. They're going to find out what gets you to explode, what gets you to go off, what sets you off, and they're going to try to use that very thing against you. And then they're going to say, see, I told you that they were not who they said they were. They're going to begin to use that stuff against you. So just be aware that this spirit will study you, and even the other ones that will study you, so that they can come in for the kill. So you have to be wiser than those things that will rise up. You have to be wiser than the enemy's traps. And we can't be ignorant of Satan's devices. Satan has many devices, but God has more powerful resources and tools if we use it and apply it. The next thing is, number two, they try to detain you. Listen, they're going to try to detain you. Some people love, listen, you got to value your time. I'm talking about more than one way somebody can detain you. There are sometimes when people will have you, you know, sitting around waiting for them long time. They know they will be late. They didn't call you and tell you they was going to be late because they don't value your time. Another thing is that people will take. If you're dealing with a leech is going to make sure that you're going to give them more. They want more time. They want more everything. There is never enough for them. So they're going to keep trying to take more. Nothing you do is never going to be enough when you're dealing with a leech. When dealing with somebody that doesn't value your time. Your time is money. If you begin to really look at that your time is money. So if you think about it that way, you won't let people waste your time. You could think about this, the time that I'm spending worrying about them talking about me, I could have made money. Come on. I'm not going to waste my time worrying about who's talking about me, who's criticizing me, because guess what? I could have spent that time doing something else. You know, you got to be bold in this season and not let people detain you. There's a destiny that awaits you. Don't let the destiny roadblock stop you from getting to the place that God has set for you. Don't let people stop you from doing what you know you should be doing. They want to stop our plans for your life. They want to keep you from pursuing your goal. They want to keep you from doing the things that you know that you should be doing because they don't care about you or your future. The only thing they want is what they want. So beware. Beware of your environment. Beware of your circle. Beware of those who are coming and saying that they're for you and that they're with you because everybody that says that doesn't really mean it. All right? Number three, they set you up and to delay and interrupt your destiny or purpose. Sometimes they even set out to delay the things that God has for you. You may be saying that you want to start a new business and you shared that with the wrong person. If you share with the wrong person, that person will then try to make sure that you don't accomplish it. Because when you're dealing with constricting spirits, when you're dealing with people who are leeches, it's all about them. Everything is about them. They want the spotlight to shine on them. As soon as the spotlight is off of them, as soon as things is not going in their favor, then they're ready to bail. We have a lot of that bailout going on in the body of Christ. And we'll take all of the stuff from other people in our family. Our family members sometimes can do us all kind of stuff, or we'll take all of the stuff on our job. But when it comes in the house of the Lord, if the church member does one thing, or if you feel that you're mistreated in one way, you're ready to bail out because you're ready to go to the next thing. One of the things about it is that sometimes we're just looking for the next best movement, so we think. We're looking for the next best thing. We're looking for the next fancier nursery, the one that have the better lights, the one that have the better screens, the one that have the better singers. So we're trying to make sure that we get all of these things so that we could feel better about ourselves. But God is, guess what? He's looking for those that's not even worrying about that. The only thing they're worrying about is serving the Lord with gladness and fullness of joy. All right? The next thing I want to tell you, number, cause hindrances in your walk. Hindrance. Somebody say hindrances. All right. So when you think about people who are trying to suck the life out of you, they come to hinder you. They come to obstruct you. They come to turn the hearts, hallelujah, on them. They come to turn the hearts of the men and the women, hallelujah, towards them. So you have to understand that people who are suckers, they are all for themselves. It's not about, amen, it's not about God anymore. It's not about it's not about anything but them. I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about Absalom and how Absalom, he was so, my God, against the things, amen, glory to God, that were going on. So he actually turned, the Bible says that he stole the hearts, my God. He actually began to steal the hearts of the people. And that you can find that in 2 Samuel 15. Amen. 2 Samuel 15. And look at, start at verse 5. And it says, and when the men came near to prostrate himself before him, he would put out his hand and take hold of him and kiss him. You better beware amen, of the kiss of death. You better beware of that thing, amen. The sucker love to kiss you and suck you. Suck you dry, suck you out, amen, so you bleed out and you have no more air, no more oxygen, and no more supply. And it says in verse 6, in this manner, Absalom dealt with all Israel who came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole away the heart of men of Israel. Now it came to pass about the end of 40 years, and Absalom said to the king, please let me go and pay my vow, which I have vowed to the Lord in Hebron. Now, listen to this. This is the biggest thing that I see, is that a lot of people, they are so uptight, and they have so many hidden motives, so they're just waiting to come in for the kill. They're just waiting so that they can come in and steal the show, that they can come in and steal the popularity. They're competing. You have people on your job. My God, you might be dealing with somebody on your job. Their whole thing is that they have to compete with you. They're trying to outdo you. They're trying to outshine you. My. They're trying to make sure that the boss see, guess what, that the boss see them and not you. And know what? They would even get with people and talk about you when you're the one that's praying for them. They would even get with people to stab you in the back, and you're actually the one that's all for them. But when people have no integrity, they would do anything to make themselves shine. So you even have that in the house of God. There are people who will try to steal the hearts of the people. Listen, this is how church splits happen. People will begin to try to pull people out of the church with their mouth. They will begin to sabotage the ministry. They will begin to sabotage the leaders. They will begin to sabotage the members. And most of the time, you know, I was listening to this, and it says that even when we see the pastors that are leaving monthly, so many pastors are leaving ministries monthly because they're getting stressed out, they're getting drained, and they're getting tired. But most of the time when people leave, they don't leave because of the pastors. They leave because of things that are going on in the midst. You can actually have that python spirit to wrap around a ministry to try to suck the very life out of the ministry. And my God, you know what? You can have a python spirit that will wrap around a community, that will wrap around, my God, a neighborhood to try to suck the very life out of the neighborhood. And one thing you have to think about is the fact that I told you before, the python spirit, any serpentine spirit, it will begin to study. It studies the climate. And what it does, it takes its time, and it begins to wrap around until it gets all the way up to the neck so that it can come in to crush, to strangle. Come on. You have some ministries that are being strangled today. You have some areas that are being strangled today. You even have some jobs that are being strangled again. And well, you know what? When it comes to a neighborhood, people will start moving out of the neighborhood because they feel like they cannot stay in that neighborhood because that spirit is so, so strong. So we have to be prayerful and on our face before the Lord so that we will not allow these type of things to come and penetrate our area, that we will not allow these type of things to try to kill us, to try to suffocate us, to try to rip us apart. Amen? So one of the things that I thought about when I think about the python spirit, the python is going to suffocate you, and then they're going to swallow you whole. So they're not even worried about it. You're in a meal for a whole year, 2 years, however long. Their whole job is to get all of the life out of you. When I think of all of the life, is the breath of life is God. My God, hallelujah. He is our holy presence. He is the air we breathe. So they try to suck the very life out of you. So you'll find these type of people, one of the things that they would do, they would try to get you to the point where you are so focused on other things that are going on in the church that you can't hear the sermon, that you are now getting vexed when the word of God is going forth. When you get ready to study the word, you will fall into a deep sleep. When you get ready, come on, to do the things for God, you'll get so tired. Oh, I'm so tired. Why? Because they got to try to suck the very life out of the next move of God. They have to try to suck the very life out of the people. They would have to try to, my God, to totally take control of this thing. And you have to understand, you have to be wise. My God, anything that's trying to pull you out of God, anything that's trying to pull you out of the will of God, anything that's trying to invite you into sin, if you actually get invited into sin, you will not win. You will fail because guess what? The wages of sin is death. A lot of people are not preaching that. When you sin, guess what? You're going to have to pay for it. You might think that because you got away with it this year, because you got away with it 3 and 4 years ago, you got to come back, and you're going to have to come back and see that thing again. So you cannot allow people to get you all, my God, discombobulated. What I think about it is when that actual python begins to constrict you, you can't breathe, you can't move. You have so much going on to your thoughts are clogged. And that's what happens when people are trying to stop you in the things of God. They try to cloud even your memory, even your vision, even your thoughts. They begin to put your thoughts into your head. They begin to tell you what you're supposed to think, what you're supposed to wear, where you're supposed to go, the things that they want you to do, the things that they desire you to do, instead of you following what thus say the Lord. They are trying to get you on their side to be your demise. You have to be very, very wise and not allow the devil to sift you and not allow any of his imps that are working with him to sift you as wheat. You have to be strong. Amen? Number five is that they try to restrain you. The python will try to keep you under control. I was just talking about that a moment. They want to keep you even from breathing. If you breathe too hard, they want to know why you breathe. Why are you breathing that hard? Why are you going there? No, you can't do that. So their whole job is to restrain you, to keep you from making it to where God has for you. You have to be ever so wise and not allow yourself to fall into the pit of despair, not allow yourself to fall into the trap of the devil. These demon and demonic forces, they're just waiting. And you know how they get in? First of all, they get in through the things that you allow to come in. You left a door open. You left a passageway open, and that's how they come in. If they see you are gullible, there are some people that are so gullible. My God. They act like nothing's going on. Everything's cool. They don't want confrontation. They don't want to stand up for themselves. Somebody can give them. Listen, if you go in a restaurant and somebody mess your food up, you should be able to tell them, listen, I don't like this food. Take it back. You know, but a lot of people who are in that type of thing, they don't want to cause, I don't want to cause no confusion. I don't want nobody to be mad at me. And see, when you're in that position, when you worry about somebody being mad at you, that's when you fall into the trap to be sucked out, to be all of the life to be sucked out of you. Amen. Number six, that spirit will strangulate you. The python spirit, it seeks to cut off the air supply. The spirit will try to get you to the point where you become frustrated. You know, even when we're going back to Acts 16, we saw that, guess what, it made them grievous because they're like, it's the way that she said it. You know, if you think about it, it's sometimes not what somebody say, it's the way they say it. And, you know, if you have somebody that's babbling and saying the same thing over and over, then that thing will vex you. If your child would just get up in the morning and say, you're the most beautiful mama in all, I love you, and she's saying that all day, okay, you might think it's cute the first day. But if she keeps saying the same thing and says nothing else, that can actually be a sign that something's wrong. So it's always you have to be open to see what's really going on around you and not allow yourself to fall in a place where you're strangulated, where this thing will make you, listen, this spirit is so strong, it will get you to the point where you don't even want to go into church. That those forces will try to come up, and it, you know, it gets you to the point you don't want to come into church. You ever got to your job? Anybody that works a job will know what I'm talking about. If you're on a job, and the things have been raising up. People have been coming at you left and right on your job. Every day they tell you about the things you did wrong and how many things you didn't make and how many pointers. You know, if you have a status and you didn't meet your quota and you didn't do this and you didn't do that. So you start getting sick of the stomach just because you have to go in that job. It might be that even when you go to your family house, you get to the point that you don't even want to go in your family's house, because when you go in, they're going to come down on you and tell you about all the things you're doing wrong. They're going to tell you about the things your children doing. They're going to tell you about the things that you should be doing, and they don't want to hear anything you have to say. So that thing can get overwhelming, and it could suffocate you. It could strangle you to the point where you want to give up and you want to quit. So beware of your environment, because even we know how wicked and how cunning the devil is. And the one thing that he wants you to be in a position where you are having to bow down to him. I'm going to tell you tonight, somebody needs to begin to say tonight that I will not bow down to the devil. I will not bow down to the devil. Hey, amen. I serve a God who is able, and I will not bow down to the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want to tell y'all, I hope you're enjoying this tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Another one is that you won't be able to tell, you won't be able to tell them no. It's almost like they're tightening up on you to the point, and it's constricting you to the point where you're not able to say no. My God, if you can't tell somebody, no, I'm not going to take you, no, I can't do that, no, I'm not going to go, then something is wrong. There's a spirit that has raised up to try to take you out, and you're going to have to be strong enough to fight against this thing and not let it overtake you. Amen? Now, I want to tell you tonight, examine your circle. Examine the things that are coming to harm and to hinder you. Anything that's draining you, you know, if you always tired, and we actually been teaching on a lot of different spirits, and witchcraft will wear you down. And even Python, I think about it, it's going, all of that wrapping around you, you know, you're going to get tired. Even when you're dealing with the leeches, when you have to burn those leeches off, and the only way that you could burn those leeches off is through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so you're going to have to begin to pray and go before the Lord so that stuff can begin to fall off of you. When you're dealing with the spirit, you're going to find that they don't like studying the word. When you start really getting into a deep study of the word, they're not going to want to hear that. They don't want to hear the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a few more things. But before I do that, I want to let you know you can press 1 to speak to the host. I pray that this has been a blessing to you thus far and that you are continue to stay on here with us. Amen. So right now, we're going to go to a commercial break, but you can press 1 to speak to the host, and we would love to hear your feedback tonight. We would love to hear how you've been blessed, and we do have a few more things, but I want to take this opportunity because I always love to hear from the people who are on here. This is my whole thing. I want to let you know we have to be aware and not allow people to suck on us and not allow people to drain to the fact that we're not able to do what we're destined to do. You have a calling. You have a gifting. You have an anointing. You have a passion. It's for you to get to work. It's for you to work your passion. It's for you to work your gifts. It's so that the Lord has placed things inside of you. He's placed books inside of you. He's placed all kind of creative ideas inside of you. But you cannot get there if you're allowing people to suck you dry. Some people, it's time for them to get burned off. Some people, it's time for them to be cut off. Some people, it's time for you to press the eject button and allow them to move on. All right? So, once again, this is Prophet Evelyn Derry. We're going to a quick commercial break. Remember to press 1 to speak to the host. If you have any other things and you want to send us an email, you can go to impactfmi@gmail.com. That is impactfmi@gmail.com. You can also inbox us on Impact Fire Ministries, and you can also inbox us at Evelyn Derry Ministries on Facebook. Also, you can tweet us. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to thank God for you tonight. We pray that God has enriched you, and we're going to go to that break now. God bless you.
We at Evelyn Derry Ministries would like to thank you for tuning into our live broadcast every Thursday. Your continuous support is appreciated. Evelyn Dairy Ministries would love to hear your feedback. Call us at 318-562-3500 to leave a message or inbox us at evelyndairyministries@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Remember, you can go back and listen to previous episodes at any time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Evelyn Dairy Ministries.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Impact Bio Ministries has some exciting news. We have a new church home. We are now located at 2056 East Texas Street, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71111. But we have Monday night prayer at 7 p.m. On Friday, we have Bible study at 7 p.m. And Sunday worship service starts at 3 p.m.
Come and join us.
To sow into this great work, you can go to www.impactfireministries.com or mail in your donation to P.O. Box 6323, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71112. Call us at 318-562-3500 for more information.
Amen, amen. God bless you. We are back. Amen. I am your host, Prophet Evelyn Dairy, and we are returning. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, I also wanted to give you some more tips. If you're having a lot of restless nights and you can't sleep due to torment and you're having dreams that are not of God, you're going to have to begin to pray and seek the Lord's face. Amen. Glory to God, those things can be removed. When you're dealing with the spirit, your prayer life has to shift. Your time in the word has to shift. And you're going to have to get around people who are on the same path, the same, you know, the same, not the actual same thing, because all of us have different things that are going on, but we all have the same belief that we are going to follow the right principles so that we can make it to the place that God has for us. And make sure that you're studying the word and not being so busy that you don't have time for the word. When you get out of the bed in the morning, one of the first people that you need to be talking to is God. And as you begin to really get that relationship with him, you'll see so many wonderful, great things that will begin to happen. Amen. We're going to check and see if we have anybody on our call. Amen. All righty. Praise the Lord. We want to thank God tonight. We do have people here. Remember, you can press 1 to speak to the host. And on tonight, I want to introduce someone very awesome tonight. We have Sister Candy. Amen. Candy Benefield from Shreveport, Louisiana. Sister Candy, how have you been blessed on tonight? God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. As always, I am very, very blessed. My God, Prophet, you talked about the leeches. My God, that try to suck the life out of you. I thank God. I remember the teaching that we had on the Python Spirit at Bible study, and we found out a lot of information that we did not know. And, I mean, even during deliverance, where we seen it, like, you could actually see that thing being wrapped around somebody to the point they can hardly breathe. It, I mean, oh, my God, this is so serious, and I pray that everyone who has somebody in their life that is trying to suck the life out of them, that demonic force is chasing after you to destroy your future, to destroy you, to kill you, that you will go into prayer and begin to pray and ask God to expose every python spirit in your life, every leech in your life, everything that's causing you to be robbed of your destiny in the name of Jesus. This is a serious, serious spirit, and a lot of people don't even know that they're dealing with this. So I thank God for this message on tonight, and I pray that each and every person that hears it take heed to it.
Amen. I want to thank God for all of those who are on. We did have an increase in numbers, and we see a lot of you who are on here. But we have a lot of times that people who are on here, they don't really want to talk out. They just want to listen. And I know sometimes when I'm doing other things in the house, or if the kids are actually running around and I actually set aside time, that's the reason why we have it at 8:30, so that you can kind of have things settled down and able to get into the actual word. I wanted to say this. This is something that God gave me, that wicked people are not friends with anyone. Oftentimes, they are their own companion because it's all about them. So you have to beware of wickedness, and you have to beware of those who are self-centered and it's all about them, because they will take and pull you off the path that God has for you. Satan desires to suck you dry until you have no breath. Don't allow the voice of the adversary speak. You know, you got to shut that thing down. Amen. When the devil starts telling you stuff, you had better begin to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. The Holy Spirit versus the counterfeit. That's what you're going to have to begin to take a look at. Amen. Because there are some people that come in the name of the Lord, and they are not real. And you'll begin to see that with that python spirit. You begin to see that there are some people who walk in false things, and they begin to slip into it. So one of the things is that the counterfeit will always point to themselves. But somebody that's operating in the Holy Spirit will always point you to Christ. Amen. So you want to keep, you want to make sure that you're staying on the right path and that you're doing what God has called you to do. Amen. And just you close them out of those naysayers. And also tonight, the Lord began to allow me to look at a nemesis. And this is a rival that seeks to destroy you. So I think about the fact that the python is a terrible, terrible nemesis. And one of the things that it will try to do, it will compete with you. It will try to destroy you and take you out. So you have to be very, very aware of your environment. Do not fall asleep, because as soon as you fall asleep, that thing just might suck you dry and then eat you alive whole. Come on, eat you whole. My goodness. I think about that. That python is nothing nice. I had a quote from Jensen Franklin. He did an awesome, awesome teaching on the python spirit. He has an actual book that's called The Python Spirit. And he said the enemy is not afraid of how long we shout, but of how deeply we pray. When you get into the place where you're praying and you're seeking God's face, the enemy then gets mad. As long as you're not praying, he's not worrying about you. You're not a threat to him. But when you really start praying with power, you really start praying with intensity, and the Holy Spirit really comes and moves and has his way, guess what? My God, you'll find that there are so many things, amen, that once you pray, the enemy will lose his hold. Once you pray, the enemy has to flee. Once you start praying, people who, amen, who were around you for the wrong motives and who studied you, guess what? When you start praying, that power of God, and then you start interceding, going before the throne room, my God, they will not be able to stay in your presence. And, you know, it was a while back when I went to the Tulsa Prophetic Forum, and Prophet Tyler Price, she said that the office will get rid of you if you're not right. So when you're actually walking with a prophet, an apostle, a bishop, or whoever you're walking with, amen, guess what? And you are not right, that office, amen, will get rid of you because you're not fit for it. So when you're in a position, that position has to line up with the things of God. So you need to be prayed up. You need to spend time in your word, and you need to seek God. I want to encourage you tonight. If you're on here tonight, I want to encourage you. Do not allow people to suck you dry. You have too much work. You've worked too hard. You've been at this too many years to give up or to quit or to throw in the towel. God has been too good to you. God has blessed you too much for you to allow somebody to come and destroy what you've been working on for 20 years. They will try to destroy it in one day. Don't allow somebody to get you so angry and get you off focus to what you've been working on your whole life, and don't allow them to come and destroy, come on, your money that you've been earning, that you've been banking, that you've been putting aside all of these years. Don't allow somebody to come and squander you out of your money, out of your time. Don't allow people to manipulate you to the point where you lose it all. You know what? Even when that person comes and they might look good, they might smell good and all of this good stuff, and they might try to come in, but when they come in, you have to be strong enough to say, you know what? I will not bow. I will not give in. I will not quit. I am fit for this journey. You need to be strong in the Lord. You need to decide today that I will contend for the faith, that I will do what God has called me to do. Listen, when you've come this far in the Lord, it's no time to turn back. It's no time to look back on what was. And I, you know what, I love this. Amen. Glory to God. Earlier, Pastor Michelle, she said, you know what, turn back for what? What is there left back there for me? Only thing I could think about is misery, 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 and people who were around me who were miserable. But when I'm in the Lord, no matter what I'm going through, guess what? I have enough strength in me to endure the things that I'm going through. I want to encourage you to continue to stand in the will of the Lord. Continue to be bold. Continue to be faithful. Continue to trust God. Continue to look to God. Stop falling off into the things of the enemy. A lot of people are falling off, and guess what? They're not even having a desire to study their word. They're not having a desire for prayer time. They're not having a desire for church. Listen, finish strong. Hallelujah. Finish 2015 strong. Be in every service. Be, hallelujah, active in everything that you're doing for the Lord. Don't stop. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. This is the refining moment. This is the moment of truth. It's time for you to make the necessary changes so that 2016, it remains to be seen what the Lord shall do for you. There shall be glory after this. Victory is in 2016. Blessing is in 2016. Those things have been tied up. Is there waiting for you? Those things that have been on hold is opening up. Amen. Glory to God. Papers that you've been waiting to be signed is being signed on your behalf. Amen. The Lord is going to begin to bless you and bless the work of your hands. I want you to hang in there. I want you to hold tight. Do not allow the suckers to suck you dry. Remove the suckers from you. Burn them off with the fire of God. Burn them off with the Holy Spirit. Get into your word. Trust God and believe and allow God to take you out of this thing on top and going higher. Glory to God. I thank God tonight. I thank him for identifying all of these things. Amen. Hallelujah. We do have a caller in queue, so we're going to stop and take that. Amen.
Ending in 6338, you are now on live with the host.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, Prophetess. I'm enjoying the teaching, the preaching, and the ministering today. I really needed this. This is Sister Evelyn from Sacramento, California. Myself and Mother Irma, she's from Pine Bluff. I thank you so much because I needed this. I didn't understand what was going on with me. And when you gave this lesson, now I know. And this spirit is not only in people we don't know. Sometimes it's in family members. And I've been going through that. And I thank God for the teaching. God bless you. Continue letting God use you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Evelyn. We have the same name. Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for you. And also, I want to thank God for Sister Irma, who's been on that prayer line. My God, you know what? I want to invite everybody to the prayer line. It's awesome. On Wednesdays from 6 to 7, it's been a blessing, and we have seen the power of God and the hand of God upon us. I want to let you know that it is so true that we see it in every facet of our lives. We see it in our family. We see it in our, and sometimes, believe it or not, you will see it in your own children, operating in the church, in the school, and even on your job. So you have to just keep your eyes open and to be wise of people who are coming when it's all about them and it's everything that they need and everything that they want. And if you get awakened and the Lord begins to reveal these things to you, where the scales are coming off your eyes and the cobwebs are coming out of your ears, that you're able to hear the things of the Lord, then you will be able to fight the good fight of faith. You won't allow anybody to stop you or hinder you. And I am happy to hear from you tonight and to know, hallelujah, that we have Mother Irma on, and I want to thank God and even the people who we've been praying for. We thank God for the testimonies, and we thank God for you. And I want to let you know that if you really start getting into the things of God, God will reveal things to you, and it's going to get better. You're going to be strengthened. The word strengthens us. The word gives us courage. The word allows us to endure. So I am so excited tonight, and we will continue to keep you lifted up in prayer. And we thank God for you on tonight as well, that you were able to speak out. Because sometimes when I open it up for everybody to speak, everybody's quiet. I mean, but we have several people on here. The board is lit up. We can see everybody. And we also have several people who are online listening. But I know sometimes that we have kids in the background, all kind of stuff like I mentioned earlier. So we want to thank God that you took out time to speak to us. God bless you. Hallelujah. What? We thank God. Do we have any inboxes at this time?
We have Lola from Texas. Lola says, I'm a babe in Christ, and I just want to know, does Python have a gender?
Any of the spirits that we talk about is not a gender. You know, just like Jezebel is not just a female. That actual spirit that comes upon people is not actually gender-driven. So I want to thank you so much, and I want to thank God that you asked that question. But it's not actual gender-driven, Lola. We want to thank you all the way from Texas. God bless you. So we have Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, amen, already tuned in. So many wonderful people are on tonight. And I want to thank God for those who I've met on Periscope, and if you're not following us yet on Periscope, my goodness, get the Periscope app downloaded, and you can actually see us live. It's an awesome, awesome thing, and so you can actually join us there. Amen. Also, we have here, we have Veronica Jones. Amen. Hallelujah. And Veronica says, okay, and she's saying she wants ways to pray.
What are other ways to combat against this spirit other than
praying? Okay. Other than praying, and you know, one thing I had to realize about myself, amen, glory to God, is that I'm very, very, very driven on prayer, you know, so hallelujah. But the word tells us that some things come out only through fasting and praying. Mm-hmm. And so that is your number one best tip to actually combat against it. Another way is to begin to read your word. When you read the word of God, and the word has become so very, very dear to me, Veronica, my God, I realized that I had been reading scriptures for a long time, and I didn't really know what the scripture said, but God has been giving me revelation on the word and on the scripture, and everything that we deal with in life is in the word. And so when you begin to really, truly get into the word of God, you will begin to see that there are so many things that you can learn from the word of God. Amen. And so that's one of the reasons why I tell you to get into your word. Now, I want to just turn this to you, and it's Mark 9 and 29, so that you can actually read this for yourself. And it's, he replied, this kind come out only by prayer. So you know what? The disciples began to question Jesus privately, and they were asking him why they couldn't drive out the spirit. Well, listen, one thing I love about Jesus, he was so awesome to follow behind. Whenever Jesus was about to do anything, when Jesus was about to do healing, he would spend time in the Lord. But you have to not only spend a little time with him, you're going to have to spend time before him, just, my God, before the throne, just praying and seeking him. And I think about this, you know, when you first actually start courting somebody and you're spending that time with them, you wake up in the morning and you're reaching for that phone and you're talking to them. You're trying to get to know all about them. Well, it should continue on throughout the relationship, but a lot of times people fall off. So the thing about it is, through your prayer and your fasting and you going before the Lord, that type of thing should continue on. You should continue on to pray, amen, and to find the things of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Also, I also want to tell you to fast. And we're going to go over, we're going to do a study on prayer and fasting. Again, I haven't done that in a long, long time, but we have some other series that's coming up about birthing out your blessings. So We're going to have a series that's going to come up in the month of January that's going to talk about birthing out your blessing. So most of those topics that you'll hear about in the month of January will be about birthing. All right, so we're going to hear a lot about that, and that's where we'll be. Now, I also wanted to tell you to look also, when I was telling you to get into the Word and get into the Scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16 says that all Scripture is God-breathed. I'm reading from the NIV right now. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness. A lot of times people don't want to hear about that. They don't want to hear about the righteousness of God, but it's going to teach you, it's going to train you, it's going to correct you. Sometimes you need to be rebuked. Even me, sometimes I have to say, you know what, I rebuke that thought. I even rebuke the thing that I did because I never want to fall out of the will of God. So the Word of God will begin to really saturate us and get us into a place where we're able to really hear from God clearly. So get into your Word. And also, listen, sometimes the best answer that you could give to somebody is silence. Silence is, you know, people say this in the world that silence is golden. But if you're silent, people can't argue by themselves. Oh, it just got quiet. Hallelujah. People can't argue about it by themselves. Sometimes you are going to have to not answer your phone. Sometimes you're not going to answer your text. Sometimes you're going to have to take out time to calm yourself down until the anger is gone, until you're feeling better in your spirit. You're going to have to be quiet. You're going to have to study to be quiet. There are sometimes that God will put you in a quiet place that you can seek Him. So even being quiet is a tool that you can use against the enemy. Amen? Hallelujah. Some things are too ignorant to even articulate an answer. Just be quiet. Don't worry about it. Amen? They'll see their wrong eventually if they really want to see it. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, thank you, Veronica. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Well, we want to thank God. And if we have anybody else in our queue, and thank you for those who are texting us and inboxing us. We want to thank you for those that are coming in online. And thank you for all of those who are listening in. We love you, and we appreciate you tuning in every week, and you're staying on to the end. I was looking at those ratings, and I'm like, my goodness, they're staying on to the end. That's powerful. That's awesome. Amen. So I want to thank you guys for being attentive, for listening to us, and for appreciating the things that we're doing. In the future, we're going to bring on some guests, some authors, and some other speakers to be here with us, and it's going to be awesome in the new year. So we want to thank God for that. We have awesome, awesome topics for next week. We will also be on here on next week on Christmas Eve. We will be on. Amen. Hallelujah. So right now, it comes to this time for prayer, and then we're going to be off here. Amen. So I want to thank God. I'm going to pray. And if you have a prayer request, remember you can go to impactfmi@gmail.com and put your prayer request there. Also, if you want to get on the prayer line, you can go to one of our pages and the flyer is there. But you can dial 218-548-0995, 218-548-0995. And the code is BLESSED, or it is 253-7733, 253-7733. And we're on that line on Wednesday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. Get on there. It's been awesome, and God has really been showing up. And also at our church, we have prayer on Monday night. If you're tuning in from Periscope, you get on Periscope, sometimes we're able to, if the Holy Spirit ain't hit us too hard, we're able to actually put a clipping of the prayer. So we want to thank you for that. If you're not following us on Facebook, go ahead and like us at Impact Fire Ministries. Also, like our other page, we have Evelyn Derry Ministries and Global Impact Prayer. All three of those are our web pages for Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Evelyn Derry Ministries and Impact Fire Ministries. And we're also on Instagram under Impact Fire Ministries. We're about to start up at Evelyn Derry Ministries, which will be pictures of all of the things that we're doing, the healings and the deliverance. We're going to start taking shots and all of that, and we're going to start posting some of those. Also, You can follow us on at our actual webpage. It's impactfireministries.com. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to pray, and we're going to be off. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you, oh God, that your Holy Spirit will begin to shift those who are listening tonight, God. We thank you right now, God, that every sucker, everything that's trying to suck the life out of us, everything that's trying to stop our destiny, everything that's trying to cause fear, everything that's trying to cause anxiety, everything that's trying to cause remorse is being removed in the name of Jesus. Burdens are being removed. Hallelujah. Anxiety and fears are being removed. Every spirit of divination is being removed. Every power of darkness is being removed. Every witness is being removed in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you. Let God arise and let the enemy be scattered. We thank you that everything that the devil is stirring up is being broken and scattered into pieces. We thank you right now, God, for your power and your authority. And we speak now and we say, Satan, the Lord rebukes you. You have no power. You have no authority. You're unable to operate in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the Lord, hallelujah, arise. Hallelujah. Let his power and his resources be raised up. Lord, raise up apostolic and prophetic homes across the globe in the mighty name of Jesus. Raise those up, oh God, who will not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Those that will be able to stand in the midst of trials, in the midst of adversities, in the midst of being lied on, in the midst of being mistreated, in the midst of being overtaken, hallelujah, by the wiles of the devil, that they're able to come out of it in the name of Jesus. And they're stronger and they're bolder and they're mightier because they will not be overthrown. They will not be overtaken in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we've decided tonight that we will let nothing separate us from your love. We will not let any witch, any warlock, any principality, any leviathan, any python, hallelujah, any spirit separate us from you, God. Let your fire and your anointing flow, oh God, right now, that those who are on this periscope, hallelujah, glory to God, and those who are on Blog Talk, and those, oh Father God, who are on every social media to say your name and to pronounce your goodness and to save souls, God. We thank you right now that you are blessing them exceedingly, abundantly, above that which ever, hallelujah, can be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Even the things that we're imagining, God, you've already superseded that in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that your power and your authority is making the enemy tremble in his steps. It's making them flee in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that the boldness will come in the body of Christ, that those who are on this line, those who are listening in right now, will begin to pray and go before your throne boldly in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, to the throne of grace. And we thank you, Lord God, that every adversity that's trying to come and hinder and harm, things that are plotting against us, God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that it's already aborted, it's already uprooted right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now that no sickness and no disease will come near our dwelling place, will come near our families, will come near our children. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our children right now in the name of Jesus. Our children will not be sucked up. Our children will not be sucked dry. Our children will not be stiff as wheat. Our children will not be, hallelujah, on the street doing things that they have no business doing. Lord, keep them. We plead the blood of Jesus. Keep them from homosexuality. God, keep them, oh God, hallelujah, from being molested and taken advantage of in the name of Jesus. Cover them by your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory. We thank you right now for what you're doing right here on Blog Talk. We thank you right now for those who are listening. We thank you right now, God, that you are giving them a shift and a boost. And everything that has been trying to suck the very life out of them is coming up, is being uprooted now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you glory. We give you honor, and we praise you now. We praise you now.
Yes, God.
Come on, give them praise. We praise you now.
Yes,
hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We give you praise and we magnify you and we thank you for being a King of Kings and we thank you for being a Lord of Lords. Thank you for blessing us now and keeping us in your keeping care.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, God, thank you. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We want to give God praise. We want to bless him and magnify him. Glory to his name. Amen. Remember to place your prayer request. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm on fire. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray y'all feeling this thing. Amen. Because good God Almighty, we feeling it right here. Oh, God. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. We thank him right now. Hallelujah. Well, this is Prophet Evelyn Derry, and I am tuning out until next week. God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you tuning in tonight. Until next week, this is your host, Prophet Evelyn Derry, signing off. God bless you and good night.